This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, you're locked into The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif this evening.
Yes, earlier on the show, we spoke to Junglist Digest's editor, KG, in light of, after they decided to release a physical version of their magazine. Pretty interesting. I guess it's an interesting move considering that I think a lot of people are doing it the other way around, right?
Yeah, exactly. And for $20 an issue too, I think it's quite a worth it deal, if you ask me. Our next story is going to be on the resurgence of Dandut music. Admittedly say not a genre that I'm completely familiar with. I know you are, Hanif. For my benefit at least, today we're going to be exploring Dandut, which is pretty popular in Malaysia and I would say a little bit more prominent in Indonesia. Essentially, it's music partly derived and fused from Hindustani, Arabic music and to a lesser extent, Malay and local folk music. Music that focus mainly on the singer, but above all, music that's meant to be danced to, commonly known as the music of the people.
Wow, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I used to listen to a bit of Dangdut, but not anymore.
I think you still do sometimes. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, in Indonesia, while researching about the genre, Dandut is played on, you know, it's the reason why it's called music of the people is called because it's played on the everyday streets, it's played in the nightclubs, political rallies, even to TV talent show competitions. And studies have also showed that Dandut music affects behavioral changes in school-aged children as well as adolescents. Mm. I think we did a similar story on this on the classical effects on kids as well, right? However, that being said though, it's a genre that's pretty much under the radar, often shunned and underappreciated. And I think it's a common theme when it comes to traditional music, right, in this modern age.
Yeah, and I guess Dangdut has that slightly traditional sound as much as it is, you know, sometimes played in clubs as well. Mm. It has that traditional sound that I think might be a bit jarring to the modern audience.
Alienating some younger audiences, right?
Yeah.
And to combat this, just recently a very interesting initiative by Sony Music Indonesia, they announced the launch of a new record label. It's called Mega Music and it's a label that focuses on the development and growth of course, the Dandut music genre and its artists in Indonesia. And among their big plans to modernize Dandut music is also to re-release in digital form Dandut catalogs, which were put out in the physical format during the late 90s and early 2000s. I think that is definitely one issue that they really have to tackle because everything's digital these days, right?
Yeah.
And if it's just in physical form, it'll be quite rare to find.
Yeah, and I would like to find some of these songs on, you know, streaming platforms like Spotify or Apple Music. So yeah, digitalization process is quite important, especially for old classics.
This goes against the story we did earlier. But joining us on the line all the way from Jakarta to explain a little bit more about Mega Music's initiative, we have Tommy. Tommy, welcome to the program. First off, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Tommy Pertomo. I'm the Senior Manager of International Marketing for Sony Music Entertainment Indonesia. And it's a pleasure for me to be here with Daryl in the program.
The pleasure is all ours. You guys, Mega Music is actually the first label from a global music company such as Sony to release or to focus primarily on traditional genres and influences. Give us a story about how Mega Music came about.
Indonesia has a lot of traditions and customs in different parts of the islands, like in Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Papua, and also Bali. And it has been playing a big part in the evolution of pop music in Indonesia in general. So we've come to the conclusion that we should embrace our roots and to curate the music dedicatedly by creating a platform for it to develop and to be known not only in their respective areas, but also across the country and hopefully regionally in the neighboring countries as well. Mm. And that's what Mega Music is all about. We are focusing much on the traditional music and could expand to the Dangdut and also the Hindi pop as well.
Mm, that's great. Mega Music, like you said, focuses on one of the genres is Dandut and it's dubbed the music of the people. For, you know, especially our younger listeners who probably doesn't have any idea of what Dandut music is, can you just give us a 101 about the genre?
Sure. Dandut is actually, it's been around for quite a while in Indonesia. I could say it's from the early 60s. It's been here already, and Dangdut has been contributing a number of talented homegrown artists and popular hits in Indonesian music throughout the year. And also is one of the anticipated genres on various digital platforms as well for all listeners in the country. And especially in this digital era, Dangdut has managed to penetrate across all generations and social classes. And one of our aims is to take Dangdut to the next level, not only to the taste of the suburbs, but also can be one of the music selections for urban people as well.
Over here at home in Malaysia, we also have kind of a Dandut history. Do you find there's any difference with the Indonesian Dandut and as compared to the Malaysian one?
I think they have similar similar base in terms of the rhymes and also the tunes as well. Because Dandut is actually, I think we could say that quite similar with Malay music as well, the Melayu. Yeah, and the beats and also sometimes the lyrics, the feelings. So I think it's not that different between the Dangdut music here in Indonesia and what's available there in Malaysia.
You talked just now about preserving our, you know, musical heritage and history. I think over here in the region, especially the Southeast Asian region, we tend to look, especially in our popular music, we tend to look at the West, right, for influences of their pop music and stuff. So this, your Mega Music initiative kind of goes against the grain. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of preserving our heritage and our musical history?
As you mentioned before, that music today is about a mix of everything. And majority the music now comes from the West. But I think it is important for us to not forget where we came from and what our ancestors brought for us, especially today where we have access, very easy access to the digital ecosystem. We think it is the right time for us to work on the traditional music to serve to the, for the young generation what music that their parents and their parents' parents listen to. Therefore, it won't be fading out as time goes by. And we have plenty of rooms to grow to play around with traditional music so the young generation could also feel engaged and be one of their interests as well.
That being said, though, you know, in today's overly saturated world, we're kind of used to Western pop music and the sort. Do you find that there's still an appeal over there in Indonesia, you know, especially among the young generation for this kind of music in today's age?
That's actually one of our purposes, creating this Mega Music label. As we know, that music evolves every time and it's very dynamic. And one of the main reason Mega Music is here that we can create the well-presented traditional music for young adults and to create a new trend around it as well with plenty of rooms to grow and also to develop this particular music genres.
Do you foresee one of the challenges for Mega Music? Is because there's that stigma, right, of young people not wanting to, or, you know, traditional music alienates young people, let's just put it that way. Do you see that as a stumbling block or a challenge for Mega Music to overcome?
I could say that's a challenge for us, but that's also the interesting part of Mega Music being invented. So, especially today in the digital era where the young generation, they live with their mobile device, the device that they cannot live without, and we can serve this genres through the digital platforms that's available right now, and we can also create the package that they can also feel engaged and be one of their interests as well. But I think that's the interesting part of this what we will go moving forward with Mega Music.
And you know, you guys have one artist currently signed to your label, Nabila Gomez, and I've heard her release, and there's a lot of Dandut influences, but there's also a lot of modern pop influences as well. So I think that's definitely one way, you know, kind of like the bridge between traditional music and the pop world.
Yes, that's really that's true. we're not doing that. It's like the exact genre should be this way, this genre should be that way. It's kind of a mix of everything. And we try to combine between pop music or what's trending right now with the traditional music, with dangdut as well. So it can be an appealing genre, especially to the young generation. And they don't feel they don't really feel that embarrassment of listening to dangdut music or traditional music, because that's actually what it's all about. And music evolves every day.
Mega Music's pretty much in its infancy. You guys about less than a month old, right? What can people expect from the future from Mega Music?
Well, I think Mega Music is, we focus on certain genres of dangdut, traditional music, and also the Malay pop as well. But on top of that, Mega Music is the label that we serve as a home for artists to develop and grow. And especially we in Mega Music are always eager to create and to explore the possibilities that we have in the world right now with artists' development as our main priority, and also to serve traditional music in dangdut as well for the wider generations, for the young people as well. And it can be, there's a continuity moving forward for this particular genre.
That was Mega Music's Tommy Protomo giving us the lowdown on the label's initiative to revive dangdut music.
Yeah, you make me want to listen to dangdut now.
One characteristic I can say about dangdut, like I said before the interview, I wasn't really familiar with the genre, is that all the songs seem to be really happy.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the whole point of it. Yeah,
there's no reason to hate dangdut, right? Yeah, I'll definitely be checking out a lot more dangdut. But playing us out, we have the first tune from Mega Music label. This is the one I was talking to Tommy about. Check it out. This is Nabila Gomez and the tune Garam Nia Rasa Gula. Love that title. Stick around. This is The Pulse, only on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.